What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck, and on this podcast, you are going to learn exactly how to be a successful real estate investor step by step by me interviewing some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs in the entire country. And there's also going to be a bunch of episodes where I'm just going to individually talk about real estate deals that I've done that have been successful, some deals that haven't been successful. I'm going to talk about my weekly real estate investing lessons, stuff that I've learned from the trenches that you can learn for free on this podcast. So if you're looking to level up your game as a real estate investor or become a real estate investor, this is the podcast to listen to. So if you do get value from the show today, please do me a favor and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on so we can get this message in front of more people. And without further ado, welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's REI Weekly Deal Breakdown. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck, and I'm actually inside of a property that we are doing a novation on. So normally I record these in front of my computer at my office, but I happen to be in New York for a couple of days. So I figured, why don't we actually go to a real property that we're doing and film the video there? So I'm inside 17 Midway Drive in Mudroom, New York. If you're not familiar with me, my name is Greg Helbeck. I've been a full-time real estate investor now for over 8 years. I've done well over 200 deals. And this podcast and this YouTube channel is all about real deals. All the information you're going to get from this podcast, whether you're watching or listening, is from me and my friends who are doing the business every day. So today we're in 17 Midway Drive here in Mudroom, New York. This is actually the hometown I grew up in. And this property, we found it through direct mail. And the way that we monetized the property was through doing a novation, which just simply means instead of assigning our contract, we got our contract replaced. And I'll tell you later on in this video how we actually did that. First things first, the way we found this property was through a direct mail campaign. Seller called up, ex-husband was living down near the city. The wife was still living in the property. They needed to sell the house. It was in pre-foreclosure, which means that it didn't go back to the bank yet. They said they want to sell. They didn't really want to hire a real estate agent to list it. They wanted to just sell it for cash. So this deal actually happened twice. And this is the second go around because the first go around, we couldn't end up getting the deal to the finish line. We ended up making the seller a cash offer of 300 grand. They said, no, we need more than that. We can't sell at that discounted offer of 300 grand. So we said, okay, if you want more money, we need to have some terms on our side so we can still be able to make a reasonable profit on this property. So we ended up pitching them this thing called the novation. And basically what we told them is that if we give you more money for the property, in this case, $350,000, we're actually going to hire a real estate agent to pre-sell the property for us to an end buyer. If you're willing to give us the terms we need, which is the ability to list the house on the market with a real estate agent and the ability to get our contract novated, we can give you more money. And they said, you know what? If we actually net $350,000 and that's what goes into our pocket, we will agree to do that. So we ended up signing a contract with these people. We put the house on the market, had a buyer for $400,000. So we had a 50K margin there. It wasn't all net profit because we had to pay commission, but a fairly good novation situation going on here. The problem on the first go around was that the seller living here didn't have a place to go and she could not find a place on time. We ended up having to kill the deal. I told the seller, I said, listen, if you end up finding a place to go, call me back. We can still buy the house and do the same thing we did, but I don't know how the market's been since then, so we'll have to revisit the numbers. She said, that's cool. She ended up calling me like 6 months later and said, Greg, I actually moved. If you still want to do the house, we can still do the house. I said, great. We got the real estate agent back inside here to take a look at the property. And they ended up saying it was basically in the same condition it was left in since the first sale or the first attempted sale. We ended up having to sign a contract for $375,000 in this case, not $350,000, because the whole time this deal was trying to go down, this thing was in pre-foreclosure, like I said. So the bank had all this interest accruing daily. So in order for the sellers to wash their hands of this property and not have to come out of pocket, we had to pay more money for the house. We thought in that case, if the house sells for more than $400,000, we could still make it work. Put the property on the market, I think at $425,000 or maybe $420,000. We ended up getting an offer for $425,000 with this new buyer. So what we ended up doing, this is the actual mechanics of this REI deal breakdown. This was not a wholesale deal. We didn't find a cash buyer. We are not assigning our contract. The way this went down from a logistical standpoint is we did a novation, which is simply getting a deal off market at a fair price. And then we ended up advertising the property with a realtor that we hired. And then we found the retail buyer. It's like you have a seller here, you have me in the middle, and you have the end buyer who's actually buying the property. So the difference from the sales price minus the commissions, minus the fees, minus the $375 I owe the seller is my profit. And the way you see a profit in a novation is it's basically a fee you get paid to get your contract replaced. So we just replaced our contract with the seller with this new contract from the buyer. We signed a one-page novation document that says this contract's getting novated. So at the end of the day, this was a deal we're going to make $26,000 on in 2 days from a seller who basically sold their house not even at a steep discount, because we knew the key here for this lesson one, you got to know the as-is value of your properties. Because I knew this as-is value was $4 to $4.25, and I knew the seller was asking $350, ultimately $375, and I knew that spread I can make with the as-is value, that's currently the way it sits. So you don't have to worry about rehabbing the property. So if you know there's a $50K gross margin between the as-is value and the contract price with the seller, generally speaking, you could make $20,000 to $25,000 on that, on a deal you would have never bought if you were trying to wholesale it, because the seller in this case was never going to accept $300,000. So that's lesson number one, know the as-is value of your properties. Step number two, persistence. Persistence pays off big time all the time in business, especially in this deal. If I were to let that first time this deal went down just go to the wayside, I would have literally walked away from $26,000. So instead of doing that, the seller and I stayed in touch for 6 months. She ended up calling me back. She liked us. We didn't do anything wrong on the first time. It was just the fact she couldn't get out killed the deal. And because we were persistent and we followed up, she ended up giving us the property back after she left. And we're making $26,000. So that's how this deal went down. 17 Midway Drive, Monroe, New York. If you're interested in doing deals with me, and you're in the Hudson Valley or Seattle or Reno or San Diego or Delaware, you have a house you want to wholesale to me or wholesale with me, send me an email, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com, or drop me a message on Instagram @grego_37. I'll see you on the next REI deal breakdown.